My dad, when we started out, he didn't know what I was doing. He just knew that I shook and that I was in clubs.
Maysoon Zayed is funny and fearless.
So he asked me, are you a stripper? And when he found out that I wasn't stripping, he was ecstatic. He was like, okay, just telling jokes and your pants are on? I was like, yeah. My mom, she's not against my career. She's super critical. So really? I'll go on 60 Minutes, and whereas like other parents would be like, you did a great job, I'm so proud of you. My mother would be like, your hair, it was not nice.
Maysoon, the not stripper with the not nice hair, is actually a successful comedian who likes to make fun of Muslims, and she's not alone.
Anything on a plane is a weapon to a Muslim, all right? The corner of a Dorito chip can slice a neck, all right? You think that seat cushion is a flotation device? You are wrong. That is a smothering pillow. You see a sky mall, I see a paper-cut katana.
Look,
That's Hasan Minhaj from The Daily Show, who might say Allah makes him funny.
If you wait a minute, you see one of our Latino Muslim brothers, right? Growing segment of our community. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Como estas, hermanito? Que fahalak? Alhamdulillah, I like being Muslim, man. You guys like enchiladas. Because you always say enchilada.
The actual name of this successful comedy troupe is Allah Made Me Funny. And in between Amy Schumer YouTube videos, you might find yourself watching the online sitcom Halal in the Family.
I get so nervous, you know?
Just speak from your heart.
Exactly. Just downplay the Muslimy thing.
Asif.
He actually has a Muslim birth certificate. And white people are obsessed with finding those things.
Starting tonight in New York City, more than 15 Muslim stand-up comedians from around the world are taking part in the first ever Muslim comedy festival. Muslim Funny Fest is led by Maysoon Zayed, an actress and comic who, when her ethnic jokes aren't working, can fall back on making fun of the cerebral palsy she's lived with all her life, and Dean Obadallah, an attorney-turned-comic who now has his own Sirius XM show. They both find plenty of material in their own lives.
When I was a younger comic, I did a lot more of that sex and fart jokes because I relied on it. Now, I'll drop one in here and there just for shock value, but predominantly I like to talk about my family. I love to talk about pop culture, and I like politics much more than talking about sex, but I'll do a tampon joke here and there just to keep it lively.
It's a variety.
And you won't do.
I'm not doing any tampon jokes. I probably won't do any sex jokes, but I will talk about relationships. I'll even make fun of certain parts of Islam in a way, at least the way that we practice it and oversay things like inshallah in America and in the Middle East, as you know, someone being there. And I think that's something that would shock most Americans, that you can actually do jokes about Muslims and about Islam a little. And Muslims are going to laugh. They're not going to protest and burn the place down.
I do a joke about Mecca that's like super controversial. And I've been doing it for a couple of years. And it's a joke I heard on the street. It's not my own joke. And I've never had a negative backlash from doing the joke because people get it's a joke.
And the joke is?
I don't know if it translates because it's in Arabic, but I will try.
Well, let's just hear it. Anyway.
Okay, shortcut of the joke.
Yeah.
A guy goes to Mecca. He's got his mother-in-law, his wife, and his mom. And he's walking around praying, and he sees his mother-in-law saying, God forgive me, my daughter who's with me is not my husband's child. He sees his mother, and she says, God forgive me, my son who brought me a hajj is not my husband's child. And he sees his wife holding her stomach, and she goes, God forgive me, the baby in my stomach is not my husband's. And he stops, and he goes, God forgive me, I brought you three sluts to Mecca. So it's misogynistic and against Islam all at once. So I've offended my women fans, I've offended pregnant people, and I've offended Islam.
And what could be more entertaining than that?
But see,
in Arabic, it's even better.
What's cool about that joke is I'm not making fun of Islam. I'm just making a joke.
Yeah.
You know, it's not mocking the religion. It's mocking the fact that of the million people running around, most of them are sinners.
Is that true?
I don't believe in sin, so I have no idea.
God, that's horrible. What are the opportunities in American television right now to tell story? I mean, we've seen a lot of shows, series that really go places that Americans haven't seen typically on TV. I mean, you know, Orange is the New Black is my kid's favorite show.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
I fear prison. I love that show.
It needs to be a Muslim prisoner, though. Yeah. Well, you should have feared imprisonment.
I do. I fear imprisonment. They're all, exactly. Yeah. I'm Palestinian and I'm disabled. You know, I'd be made into a pet the first day.
So what do you think the opportunities are in television right now?
limited, extremely limited. It's interesting, though, because Muslims don't all look alike. So you could get cast on anything in TV, be Muslim, and have them not know. You know, so unless you out yourself as a Muslim, it's not going to eliminate jobs for you. But as far as characters that are written as Muslim, we're only seeing one-dimensional. Either the good, helpful Muslim who's helping the FBI or taxi driver terrorist.
The good Muslim usually gets killed later by the bad Muslims because they work with the government. So, but to us, though, the issue really is not as much as casting. It's about being able to tell our story or get our story out there. Mainstream media, I'm going to be honest, cable news very rarely shows positive Muslims, shows Muslims denouncing terrorism. You know, American TV, you see Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Muslims under arrest. Those are the three types of Muslims we basically see right now. And that's the struggle because we're defined so much by the worst examples by far. And it's not unique to our community. African Americans, Latinos will tell you the exact same thing. So we don't really have the counterbalance of the good black guy or the good Latino woman. We have all negative almost, really with few exceptions.
Is the internet more of an opportunity to present that to American audiences?
One of the comedians in the festival, Hisham Faghi, who is our comedian who's coming in from Saudi, he uses the internet extensively to do sketch. So does Rami Youssef. And Hisham had a video called No Woman, No Drive about women not driving in Saudi.
In this bright future, you can't forget your past. So put your car key away.
And he got over 13 million hits.
That's great.
And imagine he made that in Saudi and was able to get all of that, you know.
And that's some of the political, that's funny, that's like a political comic in a way in Saudi Arabia pushing up against the rules saying women can't drive. And he did do a parody to No Woman, No Cry. And it's great, it's funny, and it's very daring because those guys are risking going to jail.
But because it's reggae, the Saudis leave it alone. They're terrified.
They don't understand it.
I don't think they understood it. They so let's not translate it. If they ever ask you, just say that it's praising the monarchy.
I like the catchy, very catchy. I like what you're doing there. They have no idea what the words are, hopefully.
I can't go there, but you can.
Of course we can. That's the beauty of this.
Shows in Saudi. Yeah.
Dean and Maysoon, thank you so much. This is great.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
The Muslim Funny Fest kicks off tonight in New York City and runs for 3 nights. Dean Obadallah and Maysoon Zayat are the co-producers of the festival.